So the beast takes the place of God, and you have to look out there for some authority to tell you what to do, give you permission to work, give you permission to think a certain way. If you're free from the beast, then you go within, you disregard the authorities, and look within for your answer, your approval. You maybe get answers from outside of yourself, but for the approval of for how to think and how to act and how to believe, you get it from within yourself. And when you do that, then you escape the mark of the beast.
Certainly don't expect the beast to be happy about it.
Right. It's like when during my first marriage, we had a really good doctor in Emmett, and he just questioned the diagnosis of one of the doctors who happened to be over high up in the hospital authority, and he took away all his hospital privileges just because he questioned his diagnosis. You know, our family couldn't, if any of our family were to have got in the hospital, he couldn't even do anything. We would have had to get another doctor, but we stayed with him because he was a good doctor. You know? But that's the way the beast is. It's same thing with attorneys or anything. He's everywhere. Say a political party. If you go against your party, the whole party comes after you because you went against the mass thinking. You used your own judgment instead of just being told what to do and how to vote. And both parties are that way. If you cross either one of them on a mass vote where they expect everybody to vote a certain way, you know, they will come after you. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day, I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. And where does he speak? Right. You'll feel the speech of God manifesting within yourself. And that speech that's manifesting within yourself will agree with the speech that's manifesting in James and Susie and Lorraine and everyone else, as long as, you know, they're listening to the true voice. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, which really means deliverance, saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up thy voice, and with a voice together shall they sing. They shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring against Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath redeemed his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out from the midst of her. Be ye clean, ye that bear the vessels of the Lord. Ye shall not go out with haste, nor go out by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be behind you. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and shall be very high. Many were astonished at thee. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, and kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which hath not been told them shall they see, and that which they have not heard shall they consider. Beautiful words. But basically, it teaches a little bit of everything in here. It teaches the principle of seeing eye to eye, first of all, that they shall see eye to eye when Zion shall come again. And we see eye to eye by touching the soul. When a person gets the name of God within him and contacts the God within through soul contact, then he gets the same answer that everybody else gets that makes the same contact. It's a little bit like this. If I give out a phrase, a cow jumped over the moon. Okay, this is the magic phrase. And somebody comes in here that hasn't heard that. And he says, I understand there's a magic phrase. What is that phrase? Now, everybody here actually heard this statement and knows what it is. And if we got up and told him what it was, he would hear the same thing from everybody. But what people have a hard time understanding is that something a little bit more supernatural, a communication through the soul, can be the same for one person as it is another person. Because a lot of people say, well, we're all so different, it's impossible for all of us to see eye to eye. Now, if, say, we had to guess at the magic phrase, is it the cow jumped over the moon, or is it... follow the highest you know, or is it three strikes at midnight, or some phrase of any kind, if we had to guess at it, if everybody was guessing, then we couldn't agree as a group what it was. If you didn't hear me actually say it, but you say you had multiple choice, or you just had to guess it, or you just had to interpolate what I was saying, then you couldn't agree on it. But what people have a hard time understanding is that through the soul, oneness can be achieved. Because the common way of thinking is that because we're all different as individuals, oneness cannot be achieved. Because we all hear different things from God. Okay? We all hear different things, but not from the spiritual source. We all hear different things from our emotional self. Our emotional self is like a radio whose tuner in it is just keeps tuning, the dial keeps going around and around and goes from one station to another, and there's a lot of static, and then you'll hear some music, and then you'll hear a talk show, and then you'll hear some news, and it just keeps going around. The emotional self is very fluctuates a lot. So visualize everybody in here contacting their emotional self, and they're all getting this radio, and it's all what they're getting is has some truth into it. You know, the news comes on, there was a fire such and such a location. Okay, there was a fire there, but that's not the same thing that Susie hears. She's here in Rush Limbaugh. or Larry is here in an old Beatles song playing, you know. And so everybody's hearing different things. So everybody is not hearing the same thing, because that's the way the emotional body is. It's full of a lot of static. And a lot, some things are true and some things are not true. You might hear something about Michael Jackson that is true on this radio, and other things it's just gossip about Michael Jackson, okay? Now, the soul is different. The soul is different than tuning into the astral body. In the soul, you turn on, two people tune into the same station at the same time or even different times, but they can hear the same words or the same ideas expressed. If, for instance, let's say there was NBC broadcasts or their news one evening, and in the spiritual internet there's a recording of that news. If both me and Lorraine go to the computer and tune in to that news and download the video of it, we're going to get the same information. Be no disagreement on it. And so we'll get the same information because we've risen above the astral body where we get all these fluctuations where it's unreliable, and we moved up to the reliable source. And the reliable source, we can play that video over and over as many times as we want and get the idea from it and come up with the same thing. Now, when I describe a fire that occurred down the street, it may be in different words than Lorraine would describe it, but the basic news would be the same for both of us. Now, this is the way the soul is. The soul, two people with a soul, if they go through the soul to tune in to the answer to a problem which involves principles, they will get the same revelation, exactly the same. But when they explain it, they may explain it a little bit differently because two people are different. When an accident occurs and people go to a courtroom and they testify in different words, both testimonies are similar, subtle little differences because of the way that they viewed it through their own eyes. But the basic truth will be the same. There was an accident. Such and such happened to the person. The ambulance come at a certain time. There will be certain things that will be the same. So this is the problem that people have with the soul, is that emotional body keeps getting in the way, and it makes the soul seem unreliable because they say, well, there was three enlightened people here, and one of the persons totally disagrees with the other two. You know, so soul thing just doesn't work. It works, but the guy that two of them maybe tuned into the soul and saw from a higher angle vision, the other guy just saw from the emotional body self. And through the emotional, through the eyes of the emotions, he saw a bunch of static, and he just can't see why these other two saw what they saw. And this will be one of the main differences of the coming age, is that soul contact will be taught and understood. It will be understood that people can get together and understand principles and actually see eye to eye. And when this happens, then they can form groups that are unlike any groups that have manifested on the earth in the past. And that these groups of the future will have a life force going through them that will make them almost like living entities. And people will be very connected to their various groups in the fact that they'll want to preserve the life of their group just like they want to preserve their own life. And that's... self-preservation is one of the strongest urges we have, and this self-preservation will be eventually transferred to the groups. And as it's transferred to the groups, we will seek to preserve the groups that operate through soul energy. Okay. Any questions so far?
You're talking about the spiritual-molecular relationship. Mm-hmm. But you also talk about the molecular-political relationship. And you also talk about the molecular-business relationship. So those other relationships won't necessarily, the political one especially, I don't see how it could rely on soul contact.
Well, what I call molecular politics doesn't rely on soul contact. What relies on soul contact exclusively will be the creation of human molecules. But then there will also be groups that are not what I call molecular, but there'll be just groups with a lot of life energy where people will sense the soul. You know, they won't be formed to create the greater lives like I talk about in my book, but they'll be formed just for different functions. And these... Right, and the groups of the future will have a lot more life in them than they have now. They won't be a higher form of life like I was talking about in the book for those who have read The Molecular Relationship. But many of the groups in the future will just be more invigorated than the groups that we have today.
The parties right now are a lower form of life.
Yeah, right.